Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of The School Tea. Okay, so let's get started. If you hear anything, any barking or any noise, my neighbor's dog is kind of going crazy. So I'm just letting you guys know, giving you a heads up. Welcome back. It is Sunday, May the 2nd. Yep. And I'm ready to share another week with you all. First, let's start off with the school news for this week. Local school news. Robert Runcie pleads not guilty to perjury. Case continues despite his offer to resign. Florida Senate votes for $200 million expansion of school vouchers, sending the bill to the governor. Does it hurt children to measure pandemic learning loss? Research shows many young children have fallen behind in reading and math. 100 U.S. colleges will require vaccinations to attend in-person classes in the fall. I know for my son at Babson, he did receive a notification that all classes will be in person in the fall, but we haven't received any information as far as vaccinations are concerned. They also included private colleges make up the bulk of the schools with vaccine mandate, but some public universities have also moved to require shots. Some of the universities that, they had a couple of universities listed. Some of them I know, some of them I do not know. The two that caught my eyes right now was Michigan University, DePaul University, and Emory University. But also most are allowing medical and religious exemptions. So keep that in mind. Biden directs education funding to community colleges. So that's what I have as of right now for school news, local and local and domestic within the United States. Okay. As far as what's going on with my children this week, I would let's start off with the two. I have two freshmen, one that attends Babson College, one that attends University of South Florida. Basically, we've come to the end of the semester. I think the one that attends University of South Florida, he's taking his tests this upcoming week. The one that attends Babson, he completed his freshman year last week. So, and I believe he received all his grades this year. So I have two that basically completed their freshman year. Also, my son that's at USC, his graduation is May the 15th. He made the decision to do online, although at the last minute they were allowing them to have an in-person graduation. He said he would, COVID, he prefer not to attend. And he's graduating from USC Film School. So that's where we at. Now, what I call the baby, the last one who is a current junior at a private school in Fort Lauderdale. For him this week, I usually have to write his list down. This week, he's applying for the Dartmouth Flying Program. And I know in previous episode, I went over some of the process and where we were and how some of it worked. So this week, we received another email. Well, actually, first he did the webinar. They had a flying webinar this week for the students. And then after he completed the webinar, he received another email from them. It appears that the Dartmouth Flying Program is broken up in different pieces, unlike something that you complete, just once and then you're done. They break it up in different pieces. I don't know why it's that, or, I guess it works for them. So that's how it appears that this application process is. this week, it appeared he received the email from them that I think might be the final piece of the whole Darth Moth application process. The email he received this week, they were asking him for his high school transcript, all of his extracurricular activities. And a teacher recommendation, but the teacher had completed the recommendation prior. So, what I had my son do is send him an email explaining to them that his teacher had completed the recommendation, I guess what would be the second part of the application. And he sent the teacher the email and then the teacher did send him an email letting him know that he did complete the recommendation. So he sent an email to admissions at Dartmouth, the flying program, letting them know that the teacher had completed the flying recommendation, but they're saying that they did not get it. So they sent him an email asking him to forward it to his teacher and have his teacher send a recommendation via that email. But our only concern is that my son did this the end of day Friday after school. And I think the deadline for their application is today. So I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that somehow it balances out, that the teacher was able to see his email. Maybe the teacher stayed late or he checks his email on the weekend and he was able to complete that for them. So right now, things are kind of iffy as far as the Dartmouth flying program because of that situation with the recommendation that was sent. But for some reason, the program and the school is saying that they never receive it. So if the deadline is this weekend and they don't receive it, unfortunately, this might just be something that we have to check off our list. Hopefully, we can send them another email and they're very understanding if by chance a teacher didn't get to it this weekend because it was completed and we do have the original email where the teacher informed my son that he did complete it. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed, but it's looking kind of bad right now. So that's where we at with that. And what else with that one? I think that was it. This week we have AP exams. I originally thought that my son, because of COVID, when all the information was sent out from his private school, I originally thought that he selected to do the AP exams online. But you know, when you have children, you have to always be on top of everything and you always have to follow up. Apparently, he picked to go on campus. So this week, I have to change my schedule and drop him off to campus to take different exams on different dates. And prior to that, starting tomorrow, I have to sign into this app called the Magnus app to do a COVID checklist. And I have to do this every day that he has to go on campus. With this checklist, they ask you questions about, your health. Have you traveled out of state? Have you been around anyone that might have COVID? You know, do you have a fever over a certain amount? You know, do you have a cold? Do you have a cough? And if you answer yes to any of those questions, you're not allowed to go on campus. So, slightly upset because this could have been a lot easier because I have to alter my work schedule just to make sure he gets there. And it's not something where he's going to sit there all day and complete all these AP, get all of these AP classes done on one day. Every one day, he has to be there for 8 o'clock. He leaves at 10. Then he has to go back again for 1 o'clock and he leaves at such and such time. So it's a little complicated and it's making me a little frustrated. But you are dealing with a teenager. I should have sat down as a parent when the emails started coming out and really went into details and discussed with him. But I try to give him a balance of being able to make decisions on his own. So in this time, he made the decisions, which mom is not really happy about. But as parents, we just have to deal with it, you know? When the chips fall, you let them fall, and then you do what you have to do. So that's where we at this week, AP exams. Okay, what else we have coming up? Oh, of course. The end of April, I paid my private school tuition. I like to pay it at the end of April. Don't ask me why, but you could figure it out. I mean, the end of every month. What else? Okay, I want to make sure I cover everything. Right now, as far as summer jobs, because my 18 and my 19-year-old, they're both freshmen. So, you know, really, and then with in addition to COVID, you know, things are very difficult as far as internships. Originally, my 19-year-old was supposed to have an internship on Wall Street this summer. But, you know, everything changed with COVID and we had to kind of work around that. And he decided that he wanted to come back down to Florida, be home for the summer. So right now he's working at this place called Taco Craft in Fort Lauderdale as a server. So, and my 18-year-old, he got this job on campus, but he has training for, I think, maybe 2 weeks this summer. So instead of trying to get what we consider like, you know, a regular job for the summer, he's doing DoorDash. And when my 19-year-old is now working at Taco Craft, they work DoorDash together. And one, my 18-year-old drives, and then my 19-year-old is the one who gets out the car, who goes to pick up the food and drop the food off at the individual's places. So that's what they're doing now. My oldest son, who's graduating, who's getting his graduate degree from USC Film School, he's going to be coming down here May the 13th. Right now, he's telling me he's lined. He has a writing partner from USC. This gentleman who's from the UK. So that's his writing partner, and they're writing scripts and stuff like that together. And they're going to be submitting they're going to be submitting their work to these different these different places. And with COVID, a lot of things are being done with Zoom. So he's coming home May the 13th, and then he's going to leave sometime in June. He might leave a little earlier, depending if, you know, if someone hires them, like their scripts, their writing, or whatever they're doing straight out of USC Film School. So that's where he's at. And for the summer, I'm gonna try my best to see. Oh, also, my 18-year-old that's at University of South Florida, he has training for this job where he's gonna be mentoring, I guess, students, whether they're new students or other students who might be having difficulty adapting to college. So he's kind of going to advise and guide them. So that's going to be his little job on campus when he goes back in the fall. So that's where we at with that. What I'm planning and hoping to do this summer, my 17-year-old, his main focus this summer is to get higher scores on the ACT and the SAT. I explained to him that if let that be his main focus. And also we're going to focus on getting him some more community service. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work with COVID, but my attitude is if there's a will, there's a way. So we'll figure it out. Hopefully we can have all of his hours done by this summer, because if he decides to go to school in the state of Florida, he would qualify for the Bright Futures, and depending on the level of Bright Futures that you get, it will depend on your GPA, the number of community service hours you have, and also your ACT or your SAT test scores. So I want to make sure that he have all the required community service hours before he starts his senior year. And I want to make sure that he is done with test taking before he starts his senior year, because I want him to just go into his senior year focus, because the colleges will most likely, you know, ask for those first semester grades. And I don't want him to be stressed out, you know, worrying about increasing his test scores, because along with all the AP classes he's going to have, that'd just be too much. So I'm trying to make senior year as you know, as easy as possible on him. And I, you know, children already have enough stress to deal with. So that's my focus for this summer. The 17-year-old does not have a job. His job consists of washing dishes, keeping his room clean, throwing out the garbage, and doing whatever else need to be done around the house. I no longer wash dishes. I've been washing dishes all their lives, and that is no longer my job. I've already explained to them, when everybody's off to college, I will no longer have no use for dishes. I will get me some paper plates because my hands are tired. So this is, let me make sure I don't have anything else that I'm forgetting to discuss with you guys. Yeah, this is pretty much it for this week. So this is my episode. This is the episode this week. I hope you learned something. I hope I shared something that can really help you out. Please, thank you again for listening. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to my episode. I don't know how many times I can say thank you for listening again. I still don't have an email set up for my podcast, and I'm just getting started. And hopefully as the time go on, I will set up everything. If anyone have any questions or concern, they'll be more than welcome to reach out to me. And thank you again for listening and spending your time with me. And we'll talk next weekend. And you enjoy your week and you have a great week. Thank you. Bye-bye.